Whipple.
For his first meeting here, although you were appointed a little while ago.
June.
Glad to have you on board. I understand you have a background in solid waste?
My background, I have an associate degree from Blue Ridge Community College in Environmental Science Technology, and currently I'm working as a wastewater operator for Continental Tax.
Great. Glad to have you aboard. Very good. Well, glad you all can make it. I believe you each have a copy of the proposed agenda. Do we have an approval of that agenda? Dan?
Second.
Second by Kevin. Okay. All agreed? Let's go. Did everybody have a chance to listen to the minutes of the last meeting, which was available on the county site? Came through pretty loud and clear. Any objection to or corrections, modifications to the minutes of the last meeting? Don't hear any, so I will accept that as approved. Moving on to old business, we still have the problem of eroding on Seven Falls. And that situation now is in the hands of the Supreme Court.
I think you had to appeal to the Supreme Court.
Do you want to bring us up to date on what's happening there?
Did Sarah provide it?
I talked to her and she was so overwhelmed.
Yeah, we were successful in the latest round. Well, backtrack a little bit. We have called in the bond for the development of the property. Let me caveat that first. The bond was, we require a bond for infrastructure improvements on developments. In the event that there is a bankruptcy situation or a situation where the developer sells property in the interior of the development that doesn't have access to the utilities that they promised, the county requires a bond to cover the cost of those utilities and those improvements so that they can sell property. If they don't plan to sell any property until the improvements are in there, they don't have to post a bond. The developer chose to go that route, and you know what's happened. We have called in the bond with the insurance company and the bank, and of course they're not willfully giving it, so we've had to sue. We were successful in the first round in the courts with that, and of course they have appealed that decision, and that's where it stands. I do think it went. Next stop is the Supreme Court for that. So I think we, in my discussions with the legal department, they feel our chances are very good with being successful at this point. It's just a matter of time of getting it through the system. But a couple of notes. This is Seven Falls, Natalie. One, the bond is to cover the infrastructure requirements. Of course, with the county going in and managing the project to install that infrastructure, we'll have to do it in accordance with federal, state, county regulations, which would mean proper erosion control. And there will be a positive effect on the erosion control, erosion situation on that property when we move in. However, it is not to do any cleanup or any of that thing. The cost estimate that generated that included putting in the pipes and building the roads and that sort of thing. Unfortunately, it didn't have stream restoration included in that, and we're legally obligated to provide the infrastructure that was promised to those citizens that have purchased property in development. Second of all, actually, Mother Nature has done a lot to the site for natural ground cover, and the site is much better now just by Mother Nature than it was a year ago or 2 years ago. However, Mother Nature hasn't cleaned the sediment out of the streams, and the impacts of the streams are ongoing. That doesn't mean that during the management of the project, we encounter some very good bid environment, and we have monies available after the infrastructure has been installed that we're not able to go back, I believe this is the case, and do some cleanup. But the priority certainly is on the infrastructure. And from looking at the cost estimates, we might have to prioritize some of the infrastructure improvements to get that done, i.e. roads that have property that provide, the roads that provide access to property that's sold would have a higher priority in the infrastructure that goes to lots that are still owned by the developer.
Who, after this, the county gets your $6 million bond, who will be the owner of that property?
It remains in the ownership. Well, that's a good question. It depends. So some of the lots are sold to individual property owners. Some of the lots are still owned by the various organizations that are related to the developer. There's several different LECs out there, not LLCs and corporations that Vincent's part of, but he has different partners and different LLCs. And who knows who's going to own that? Nobody wants to own that because there, like I was mentioning earlier, there's a lot of liability associated with that ownership, and that's part of the problem we've had even getting to the point we are in the court system is finding out, letting the bankruptcy process vet through. The banks don't want to foreclose on it because of the liability that's associated with it. The developer, obviously, it's a very challenging legal situation. And we don't go in and condemn people's property to fix a stream. That seems like a logical thing for you to do, but I can guarantee you there's a lot of folks out there that would be opposed to the government condemning property for those reasons. There's a strong there's concerns from public in recent cases about counties condemning properties for economic developments. So that power to local governments is not taken lightly.
Okay, but state and federal regulations have been violated.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
Yeah, so the stream impacts are definitely water quality, and there's
regional
water quality, with the state. And the state's rules and laws are, of course, in response to the Clean Water Management Act of 1973,
mm-hmm.
which is federal.
Where was Diener while this was happening?
And I think we, throughout the meeting,
is Diener, you can't even pull a rock out of a river without a permit from them.
Yeah, well, having a permit or having regulations and enforcing regulations are two different entities. One of the reasons why we have become a delegated program after that occurred for erosion control and stormwater is that the two state programs are, in our opinion, not adequately staffed to be able to enforce the regulations. It's unfortunate that happened beforehand. We inherited that project from them, but that was after the development had gone broke.
And there weren't stormwater regulations at the time.
Yeah, that's true.
But there wouldn't be now.
Well, they wouldn't be applicable because the constructions, the stormwater regulations would take into effect post-construction. So the applicable regulation at this point is a construction activity in which it's erosion control.
Is there any indication that either the state or the federal government will pursue trying to get some remediation done on the erosion?
Yeah, see, they have. They fine. And so then that's their power. Unfortunately, this is, no squeezing the blood out of a turnip. I think y'all have, looking back and the ultimate fix for this situation, y'all have discovered and sent a recommendation to the board, and it hasn't been acted on as of yet, but that is for bonds to be specific bonds for this situation for erosion control. Yeah, so we would require the developer to provide
a bond to cover the seeding and mulching of the total acreages as that's disturbed, plus a percentage for administering. But, you know, that is yet another cost associated with development, which, you know, there's two sides to everything, and that's that makes us, you know, that puts us more strict in the state laws and more strict in a lot of jurisdictions that have erosion control plans.
If you have an erosion control bond, and it's like this bond, it's been 3 years and you're arguing in court, and the banks or the bond agent is saying, well, they had like 5 years to get it done, so they're not over their time yet. They might magically come in and do it. I mean, this erosion control bond, you should stipulate the minute it hits the stream and becomes a problem, you forfeit the bond and you pay the money.
Yeah. Well, again, that is not, you know, that has not that was considered initially when the erosion control program, the direction that we went through with stormwater and erosion control was that we want to do the program, but we don't want it to be more strict than the state. So that's not really on the table right now. And again, we wouldn't call somebody's bond the second they're, you know, impacting the stream. Certainly, we think a more successful strategy with 90% of the developers is to, you know, most of them want to do the right thing. Some of them don't, aren't aware, or and need to be reminded. And we find most of the times when we talk to folks, they said, "Hey, you know, we've got a problem here, and it gets fixed." And we would use something like that as a last resort. Mr. Vincent's is a significant minority in the development community. However, he's got a significant amount of acreage that was developing out there.
Laws are made for the people that don't want to obey. I mean, 999 people walking into a bank don't want to rob it, but the don't rob a bank law is for that 1 out of 1,000 that does. I mean, the erosion control should be the same way.
Well, if you've got 99 others paying a 5% on a bond every year they try to develop, and that is a significant cost, you know, and that puts you in a less competitive environment with your surrounding jurisdictions that don't have that.
Yeah, but on the other hand, this county's been burned.
It has, and I think if the timing was right,
in the mountains. If we lived on the coast or in the flatlands, it wouldn't be that kind of problem. But here, you've got to go to that extra expense.
Yeah, you've got all the coast.
Everybody's suffering from this. Every county in the country. So it was a timing thing.
Erosion is worse in the mountains.
But I'm talking about people with big properties going down the tubes and having issues.
You've got the perfect. You've got a significant opportunity with the poster child for why you need these bonds on erosion control. But on the flip side, you've got. There's not anybody in this room or in this county that hasn't been pretty notably impacted by the economic downturn, and so any kind of, you know, impact on development is certainly going to, you know, have to be associated with loss of jobs and that sort of thing too. So it's one hand and the other. And that
once you start taking those down steps, there is no up step. I mean, if you own an apartment building and a renter tears it up, rather than go in and fix it up, you rent it to lower class renters, they tear it up worse, you keep stepping down. Eventually you have to step up and fix it and say, this is the standard that we run and we don't go below it.
Well, and not to be arguable, but the commissioner's assuming the delegation of the erosion control program was a step up, I think the county is much better off and much better protected water quality with us managing and Natalie managing the erosion control program. But yeah, as it is, so I think the implementation of the regulations is happening now much better than it was. But it is indeed the same regulation. So we didn't tweak it and make it stronger. And that you know, that's a policy decision that. Duly elected officials would have to consider.
What was the cleanup estimate I think somebody mentioned it from the last meeting.
Yeah, did you know that? I don't know if I've heard that.
Oh, you heard it. I've seen it.
How many, do you know how many streams were impacted?
Just thinking of a little bit, probably 4 or 5 of them. Mm-hmm.
It's not insignificant. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's impacted. Those are the headwaters for.
And there's like 3 foot of mud in it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it crosses over to another county, too.
And I think y'all have sent a letter to the board expressing your concerns about that, and I think that was very appropriate and the right message. And you know, and it's a very challenging situation.
Do you know when the commissioners might discuss this issue?
I have not been given, you know, they do review the land development code at least on an annual basis. I don't know if you're paying attention to the board's agenda. At the last meeting, they did review some of the stuff on the land development code, not this particular item. Now, I guess that would actually go to the planning board. Any kind of amendments to the land development code go to the planning board first for review, and then the technical review committee. But we haven't been given direction to do that. So.
Yeah, now, on an estimate of cleaning out those 4 or 5 streams, dredging them out, putting in gravel, for that distance involved, would you think an estimate of like $2.7 million would be ballpark?
I have no clue. But if you added up everybody's property in Henderson County that has impacted streams, I bet it's way more than that.
Just the 7 falls impact.
I have no clue. I wouldn't think it would be that much.
Is it Transylvania County that's also involved?
Yes.
Is it Transylvania?
I thought Polk.
Is it Polk?
Polk too?
Well, the thought crosses my mind.
Polk's on the other side of
there
the
was line, a, so. The, is it Sunday? The editorial about the money coming from Tennessee Valley Authority, and they hadn't decided what to do with it yet. And one of the things they want to talk about doing is buying more land. And my recommendation would be to not buy more land, but to fund some things like this.
Yeah, that would be, that's a strong idea.
And it's a Transylvania county, that's why I was wondering, because it's some of the issues they're talking about addressing are in a Transylvania County, Henderson County area.
Yeah, it's the headwaters for the French Broad, which this it flows over into Transylvania.
And my philosophy is that the state and the nation own more land than they should anyway. So instead of buying more property along the river, why don't they fix up some of the properties that are around? Particularly, this is a major issue. So that might be something that. Right. Somebody could suggest when they said they hadn't decided what they're going to do with the money.
That would be a good success. Somehow that money ended up in the custodianship of the Department of Agriculture, mm-hmm. and so those are the folks that you would contact to make that suggestion. The money is going towards something similar, which is purchasing water on the headwaters land of the River Bridge Broad, but it and again, who would they grant the money to? Because it's the ownership of the property, getting access to the property right now is, I don't want to know where to start.
Well, if the political will and the concern is that it's really damaging the water system there, then somebody should be able to find a way. But rather than waiting for the wheels of legal time to slowly turn.
Yeah, or short of being Big Brother and just government going in and impacting people's rights, which, that's certainly defined by.
The question is, what about those rights of those people who are being eroded?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. There's as many different views of what people's rights are as there are people out there, too. So. Again, it's just a murky, ugly situation. Fortunately, it's a small percentage of developers that are like that, and, but unfortunately, again, it's a significant parcel. And it's just a beautiful part of the county. I rode my bike through there up that on Pleasant Grove this past weekend. It's just beautiful.
Well, we'll watch it.
Yeah, we'll be glad to keep giving you updates on it.
And if the item comes up, or you anticipate coming up on the agenda of the commissioners,
we'll let you
like to know.
Yes, we will.
Thank you for the update. Any new business to be brought before this august body?
Take off, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. If not, date and time of the next meeting.
December 13th, I believe, is what I had on the website.
Okay.
Is that the first Thursday?
That's the first Thursday. Mm-hmm. Check that. Seems like it's a little further in.
It does, but I remember seeing something yesterday saying it's the 13th.
I guess Friday would be the first, which would be.
December 6th.
And it would be here at 3 o'clock. Thank you very much. His name? Sir.
I went up to